Welcome back to another episode of the Make Disciples podcast. My name is Dan Rober, and joining me in the podcast studio today is Brooke Jesse. Brooke, glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
I know that this is a little bit out of your wheelhouse, but I am thrilled that you are here. Brooke is the first person that people will see when they're walking into our church office, and but we get to hear a little bit of your story today. But let's start with a nice and easy question. Tell me a little bit about your role here, how long you've been at Wildwood, and what you do here.
So I am the executive administrative assistant. And I am kind of the person at the front desk to welcome and greet anyone who comes into the church. I like to say I do everything but preach here or teach. The things I like to do are behind the scenes. So, of course, this makes me very uncomfortable, but I'm here doing it. And so I do payroll. I am the first person that someone talks to on the phone, just kind of secretarial work and just keeping things running, and that's what I like to do.
And that's certainly true, that if anyone wants anything done here, you're the person to talk to, because you know all the ins and outs and everything that's going on there, which is an awful lot of fun. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit of your faith story. And by the way, you've been here for since 2012, and
yes, so 2012 we joined, but we've probably been coming for at least 14 years. So okay. We've been members here for 12 years.
Okay,
and I started full time around 2020.
Okay. Yeah. And we actually just discovered before we started recording that both you and I were, our families were part of the same membership class.
We were.
Yeah. So membership buddies.
Been a long time.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your faith story. What led you to Jesus?
Well, I have the boring old story to start out with. I don't remember time not going to church with my family. And so I was 12 years old and just felt tugging on my heart while we're sitting in a service. And that's when I did my, my walk up and accepted Christ in my life. And since then, you know, at 12, you're kind of like, did I really, fully accept him? And then just growing up, being a teen and drawing near to him more during that time when teenager years are a little rough, just fully accepted him then and started a relationship then. But I have to say, my faith walk where I had to depend on him was when I lost my mom at 19 due to cancer. So yeah. I just had to depend on him to get me through that, and he did. So.
Yeah. And so he's been a source of strength and support for you in the meantime.
Yes. Yeah. And just, grief is a hard road, but I think to myself, what do people do when they don't have Jesus in their lives to help them down that road? So it's been a blessing for sure.
So Jesus got a hold of your life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you felt called into full-time ministry. So what got you here to Wildwood in particular? Not to come here as a member, but actually to be a part of our church staff.
Well, it all started when Stephanie McKee was leaving, and she was doing part-time payroll for Bob. And we had been in Bob and Cynthia's small group forever. And she's like, Brooke, would you like to take that over? And I had just stopped working for a congressman at that time because he didn't get reelected, and decided to spend some time with the kids. But I still needed something to do. And so I started doing that. And then it evolved with David coming, Pastor David McNeely coming. And they needed somebody to run his schedule. So I did that part time. And then Renee had to be with her parents when they were sick, so I helped cover that. And then she just felt the calling to move closer to family and moved, and then everything just kind of fell into place.
Yeah, so just it grew from this part-time thing to the all-encompassing, everyone looks to you position that you have now.
Yep. Yeah. So everything kind of just fell into place. So it was definitely God's calling, I guess it would say.
Also shows the amount of skills that you have, because we keep on giving you more and more responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So a final question for you is, if you had to come up with something, what is your hope for Wildwood? What do you pray for Wildwood?
I pray that we're the hands and feet of Jesus, and that we show love to all, and we try to bring alongside just a family feeling of, you know, we're here for you, we're here to help you through hard times, happy times, and just kind of be a part of your life.
Mm, be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what he calls us to do. Yeah. Brooke, I'm so happy that you've shared your story with us. I love hearing the stories. It's been a great time to hear everyone's story here. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And let me just say, once again, we love to hear stories, and we want to hear the stories from our congregation. What is God doing into your life? How is he showing up? How is he healing? How is he providing for you? We'd love to hear those stories. You can share these stories by going to wildwoodtlh.com/stories. There's a short form to fill out there, and perhaps we'll be able to share that with the entire congregation. We'll always ask your permission first before we do that, but consider doing that so that we can hear your story as well. And I hope you'll join us again for another episode of the Make Disciples podcast.